What's up, y'all? My name is Mo Mitch, and I am the host of In The Moment. Brand new episodes released every Tuesday morning. I believe in laughing through pain, and I give you a lot of opportunities to laugh at mine.
We're being honest here. Who am I to judge Lauren London? Even if she did have a baby 2 years after they broke up. My ex had a baby with another guy while we were still together.
Bruh.
Wait for me to die. She ain't even wait for us to break up.
I'm 100% transparent on my podcast every time. I use my personal experiences to hopefully help you navigate through yours. So yeah, you're gonna laugh till it hurts, but you might also learn something.
But if you're loving on somebody who has been abused, keep this in mind. There are things that can happen to you as a grown man that'll trigger that abuse you faced as a child, and it'll make you a child again. As a man, I ran from that.
Listen to In The Moment on Acast or wherever you get your podcast.
The Burt Show.
All right. With that.
Yes.
I asked Kristen and Cassie, because this was a bit of a confusing situation on Friday where she says, let's go on a break. He goes on a complete break where he doesn't reach out to her at all. And she's upset that she doesn't like the way he's handling the breakup.
Because she wanted a break.
That's what she wanted.
But she wanted him to check in and at least see how she's doing.
So I asked Kristen and Cassie to do the impossible. Can you put together a couple of scenarios that always get guys and women screwed up where we think we are doing what you want, you know, basically because that's what you asked, and we're messing it up anyway. So what are you saying and what do you mean?
And Abby, to establish, because you weren't here on Friday, my sentiment is because women have been conditioned for centuries to not be a burden, and you know, we downplay what we need because we don't want to be, like I said, we don't want to be a burden to anybody. We never really truly ask for what we want or what we need. So we downplay things and we dismiss our needs. So we're getting better, but so men can understand, we don't do this to drive you crazy and to play a game. I really do think, like, subconsciously, we've just been conditioned for so long not to ask for what we really want because we'll be perceived as, you know, a bitch or
high maintenance.
Yes, exactly. So we're trying to change that. But in the meantime, here's a glossary to help.
Okay. All right.
So we already got the one. When you're on a break, that doesn't mean don't communicate with me. I need you to at least just check in and say, hey, thinking about you. Hope you're doing okay.
All right. So a break doesn't mean a complete break of no communication.
Correct. Mm-hmm,
but don't be mad if she doesn't respond. Mm-hmm. No, but seriously, it's just the fact that you texted meant that you thought about me and maybe I do want a communication break, but it still shows me that you're in this to win it.
All right. So if he communicates, he shouldn't expect a communication back, even though that's what you're telling us that she should expect?
I think there should be a response.
Yeah, I don't completely agree with ignoring him. If he's going to put his pride on the line and say, hey, just thinking about you, he should at least get something back.
Like, thank you for checking in.
I guess I'm safeguarding because there are some women out there who will be like, if I ask for a break, I want a break. I don't want to hear from you. So I'm just trying to serve everybody, which doesn't work.
Yeah. No, yeah. All right, well, Volley, your turn.
Okay, if she says, don't worry about it, I'll do it. You better do it, and you better do it fast. Because what that means is she is tired of helping you figure out how to do whatever task she has asked you to do. And just so you know, studies show that the more a woman does around the house, the more they see you as a dependent and their sexual attraction dwindles.
Ooh.
And that is that's science. But yes, it's the phrase, don't worry about it. After she has already asked you, don't worry about it, I'll do it. Or even if it's not lighthearted, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. You better do it.
Do we get to comment on some of this glossary?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. What's the point of doing a glossary if you're not going to abide by
well,
it?
Well, because I'm saying if this is really what you want, then women are sending conflicting messages. Because
we know this.
I have heard, don't worry about it. I'll get it. Right? And then I get it. Then she's mad that I got it when she said that she was going to get it. I was taking away something that she was going to do to add to the house.
But did she ask you to do it first?
No.
That's
the difference.
She has to ask you. So if I say, hey, babe, can you do X, Y, and Z? And then he's like, okay, well, where is this? And where is this? And I'm like, you know what? Don't worry about it. I got it. No, you should know where X, Y, and Z is. You should know how to do this. I asked you, but now you're putting all the load back on me to help you figure out how to do it.
So if she says she's going to do something, but it hasn't been done, and I just go ahead and do it, then she's open to like being mad at me for doing what she said she was going to do?
Correct.
I feel like that's partner dependent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Next we have, does this dress look good on me?
Ooh.
I'm fishing for a compliment. Tell me it looks great.
Hell yeah.
If I'm asking if does something look good, it's because I need a little boost in self-esteem. Same thing goes with if I'm complaining about my body, do not give me advice on what I like. Well, you know, we can work on X, Y, and Z. And if you want to lose weight, blah, blah, blah. I need a boost to my self-esteem. I just need you to tell me how beautiful and perfect I am.
All right. So does the dress look good? Yes. You look amazing, baby.
Yes.
And when you're complaining about a part of your body.
Yes.
Do we say anything or do we say you look beautiful to me?
But she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Or so the not good answer is, oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
Yeah. You do got a muffin top.
Yeah, you never confirm.
You don't say that.
No, okay. You never concur nor confirm.
Do you think my friend is hot? Do you think so-and-so is hot? Your first word out of your mouth is, who? Even if it's her best friend, who are you talking about? You play like you don't know who she's talking
Even
about.
Even if it's like her best friend?
Because you're not looking at her best friend as hot. So why would you immediately think of her best friend when she's talking about her coworker named Rebecca? Like, that's the thing. So who? And then if she presses, you can be like, I guess objectively she doesn't suck. But honestly, I never really thought about it.
Mm.
So that way you have not called her friend ugly.
Okay.
Because you say objectively, she does. Objectively, you are removing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't suck. But you have never thought about it.
Okay.
Can I call my lawyer?
Also, on that vein, when it comes to friends, if I'm telling you a story, all right, like I'm sharing, actually, I'm not telling you a story. I'm complaining. I'm whining about something, right?
Okay.
Let's just keep it 100. So I'm complaining about an issue with a friend. And this is specific to that. It's an issue with a girlfriend. Don't try to fix it. And don't you dare see it from her point of view. I am not coming to you for you to take sides or anything. I just need you to listen. I need to vent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is specific because sometimes there's other problems that arise in life. But if it's specific to like something like this, man, you just sit there and you be like, ah, oh, girl, that's, yeah, I'm sorry. That sucks. Yeah.
Question. Does this apply to family also?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Yes.
Absolutely.
More so than ever.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. If she says, let's go get ice cream or frozen yogurt or drive-through food, whatever. You have to get something as well.
Yes.
There is no, sure, babe, I'll take you. She doesn't want it then. She doesn't want to eat alone. If you're not getting ice cream, she's not getting ice cream. So just even if you don't want it, pretend, heck yeah, let's go. Let's go do it.
And then also, when you get there, you have to buy something?
Yes.
Yes. And also, like we said, or like we said last week, if she says she doesn't want anything, get her something anyway.
Yes.
Like, get her a side of fries, get her, like, you if you've been together long enough, you know what they like.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, I got this, just in case. If you don't want it, I'll take it.
Got it.
If you want to go pro level, mm-hmm. whenever you hear your girl order something, just take a little secret note in your notes app on your phone,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll always know her exact order.
I saw them.
If she ever sees your notes app, though, is she like, oh, you got to write that down?
No. I would think it was the most adorable, sweet thing ever.
Okay.
And then I saw that there's one guy. It was so funny. He was running to a fast food joint. I don't remember which one. She's like, aren't you going to get my order? And he's like, what are you talking about? She's like, don't you need to get my order? And he sat there and rattled off everything she got, all the condiments and sides, and it was so hot.
Now, there is, just to make things confusing, I would say there is one exception to this rule. And Kristen, you can confirm or deny. If your girl is on a specific diet, do not bring home anything that is not on that diet because that is unfair and she will cry. And that, by she, I mean me. All right.
So we need to know exactly what diet you're on and not bring.
If your friend
in
is,
your order.
If your girl's very obviously on keto, like don't go get her a donut when you're going to the donut shop because then it just feels like a temptation and she's conflicted because she wants it. But then again, she's trying to do keto and this is your fault for sabotaging her.
Mm-hmm. Like Bart came home with one bottle of wine instead of two yesterday. And that did not go over very well.
How many bottles do you need?
Well, the problem was I was drinking with my neighbors and there was four of us out front. So we went through that bottle like that.
That's why.
That's one glass each.
I know, exactly.
Bart.
Because I'm not drinking during the week. And he's like, I didn't want the temptation. And I'm like, yeah, but we have neighbors.
See how his intent was so good though.
It was,
but it didn't land. if she doesn't like flowers, buy her flowers. Now, if she doesn't like flowers. If she's like, no flowers, don't buy me flowers, they die, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying get flowers for a special occasion. I'm saying out of the blue,
for no special occasion whatsoever, you come home with flowers just because.
A lot of that is guilt around the cost of flowers.
Yeah.
So that's why they'll say, like, don't do that for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and the don't celebrate Valentine's Day, that's a load of BS. Mm-hmm. Get her a card, like, at minimum, get her a card and, like, put a gift card for a massage in there or something like that. Something just for her.
Okay.
And speaking of special days, never ask this question. Babe, what do you want for your birthday? You should know. Mm. We've been dating. Mm-hmm. You should have. I have mentioned products throughout my life that I have liked. I have made commentary. You know me. And if you don't, if we just started dating, I'm pretty sure you can find one of my friends on Instagram or Facebook and shop with them for ideas.
Do we get pinged for buying you something that you don't like that you're going to? I was going to say you're going to have to return, but now I'm sort of guiding my way through this emotional landmine.
Yeah, no, I should never you return it.
We return it.
Yeah.
And
because returns are such a pain in the butt. Mm-hmm.
Do we get more credit for getting you the wrong thing or for asking you what you want?
I would prefer you try and get me the wrong thing.
Okay.
Because when you ask me what I want, then it takes, then I feel like an obligation. I'm costing you money. So now in my head, I'm like, what do I think his budget is? I don't want to make him spend too much. I'm not worth this. I don't know. No, I don't want to say I'm going to, you know, go get me this. Because what if someone's giving me this? Or what if I'm going to buy it for myself later on? It just is like such a quagmire of annoying thoughts that just figure it out. The mental labor is yours for my birthday.
Hold on. Lisa here is not walking in solidarity with you. She thinks you guys are ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
We gave the disclaimer.
You're ridiculous.
And I own it.
Good morning, Lisa. You're on the Bird Show. Hi.
Good morning, Bird Show. But, like, this list is exhausted.
Yeah.
It is.
If I was a guy, I'd just be like, no, I got no time for you guys. Just have a bloody conversation.
That would be nice, but... Girl, unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
I've tried the conversations. They don't really work. So here we are.
You know what is making more sense to me than anything else? Those weird shows where dudes fall in love, like with their exhaust pipe on their car.
He's starting to get it now.
It's starting to make sense to me now.
Just make sure the car's turned off.
The Bird Show.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Finally, he told me that he wasn't ready to get married.
The day before. We're supposed to get married.
And when a breakup sounds more like true crime than a true love story, they come on The Breakup Breakdown to talk about it. We cover everything from lies.
Took me years to figure out what happened. The lies about having cancer.
To cheating.
His hand was up her skirt.
And everything in between.
I can't do this crazy throuple thing.
Hear the latest gossip from the couples you've never heard of.
Drama after drama after drama.
We break down this week's breakup only on The Breakup Breakdown podcast.